First, something is afoot, and I overheard a conversation between the great John Bonus and the great A.J. Mansour. Something is afoot in Florida right now.
Oh, what's happening,
what's
John?
What's going on, John?
Well, it's the biggest complaint people have here in Fort Myers about spring training is that it's too hot.
Can it?
Hot here today.
There's 7 feet of snow in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick it up your cornhole.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick it right up there.
That seems aggressive, but if you'd like to, go ahead.
Yeah. And at least you'll have air conditioning when you go into the locker room today, right, John?
What was that? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I drove all the way to the complex to get some quotes between for the 7:30 to 8 o'clock open locker room. Got here, recognized that I'd left my media pass at home.
Oh, no.
So I will not be getting any quotes this morning.
All right. Well, let's talk about the big news. The Twins sign Larry Merck into a one-year, $6.5 million deal. Sauces, you're a huge fan of Merkins.
Yeah. Logan Morrison, is... Well, he's hit 38 home runs last year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of home runs. That's a lot of power to add to the middle of that lineup. We didn't expect the Twins to be making any big hitting additions during this offseason. The truth is, he's just a bargain. It is a shopper's market right now at the free agent for free agents. And they went and found a middle-of-the-order presence for $6.5 million that they're going to throw him in there, and they've got a second-year option, it sounds like, on him as well. It's a great deal, but even better, it sets up a lineup that looks like right-handed Dozier leading off, left-handed Mauer, then maybe right-handed Sano, left-handed Morrison. That's a pretty good top four, and then that's before you get to Rosario and Kepler and Buxton and Polanco. It's looking like a formidable lineup suddenly.
Bonus.
Yeah,
he's waiting for the rest of your question.
Oh, I thought he was just, I wanted to say hi. Anyhow,
acknowledge him, John. Acknowledge him.
Hi, Saucy.
How much of this is Joe Mauer, like, insurance if he's gone next year or if there's a small chance they trade him at the trade deadline to a contender?
Well, they probably won't trade him at the trade deadline unless he wants to waive his no-trade clause, which can't really see Mauer doing, right? But, he is definitely insurance. I mean, it adds depth, right? The other question is Sano. We've had some questions about his health, but we also have a possible looming suspension out there for the MLB, sexual harassment investigation that's going on. This kind of suggests, though, and we also found out that Sano is going to be playing his first spring training game Wednesday, and he's going to be in the field. He's not going to be DHing, which I think almost everybody thought that, maybe he might have to have a slow start. He might even be on the DL to begin the season. This sort of suggests that he is back and he's healthy. So, and, maybe even capable of playing third base regularly. The Morrison signing doesn't make any sense if Sano is just going to be the DH. The Morrison signing makes a lot of sense if either Sano can play third base or Sano is going to be out for part of the season because of the suspension.
Is it possible they just want Sano out in the field running around to lose some weight?
Oh, goodness.
That is possible as well. I will maintain the same position I have held on that since we talked about it last week. I've seen Sano here. He's not fat. I mean, he's just not a fat guy. He's just a big guy. That's what he is. He's not. If you saw him, you would not think to yourself, "Oh, there's a guy who's moderately overweight." No, you wouldn't think that. I don't know. We'll see.
Wait a minute, John. And I know you're saying that's your opinion. That's fine. But even management of the Twins have said, again, they say he has a generous carriage. We keep hearing that they're concerned. So if they're concerned, why shouldn't we be a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always concern at the beginning of the spring for people coming back from an injury, like, oh, they're not in the shape that we want them in, right? But listen, I think if he's hitting 35, 40 home runs, nobody's going to care exactly what his weight is, especially if he can still play third base. I would watch more what management does than what, some management might say. Management just went out and traded for a DH. They don't think Sano's playing DH this year.
Oh. Great point. Bonus, let me ask you another couple of questions.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Acknowledge him, John. He said your name. Say something back.
I'm sorry, boys. Oh, good.
This is the best.
Go ahead, Sauce. I didn't have
Bonus, do you think this team from, well, we, of course, we were all on the Yu Darvish train, and we're like, they're going to get Yu Darvish. It's going to be sweet. They're going to make a move that we don't expect them to make. Now they've made a bunch of smart baseball moves, right?
Right.
Okay.
And they're spending some money, too. Now, they're still not spending money up at the level that they would have if they would have signed Darvish. That would have put them at about $125, $130 million payroll. Right now, I've got them pegged at about 118, even after this move, which still, by the way, is like $5 million more than they spent in 2011. Like, it's not a lot of money. It's probably $20 or $30 million less than they should be spending, I would say. But what that means is that they've got a chance to make yet another move. And, in fact, I wouldn't totally rule it out. A week ago, I thought these guys were completely done. Since then, they've added Eric Ibar. Now, that was a minor league deal. That sort of thing happens.
Hockey talked about
that. They've added Logan Morrison. But the bottom line is it just feels like they're taking a look at this market and saying, this is a historically good market for free agent signings. Why the hell wouldn't we take advantage of it?
So that these moves make them more attractive for other players, right? I mean, and would they be looking at like a pitcher? Is that kind of what you're hitting at still?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that is what I'm looking at. First of all, it absolutely makes them more attractive to a pitcher, right? I mean, this is – you've got an offense that could be a top five offense right now. Wow. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, racks up the win totals. And getting a bunch of win totals is one of the things that, you know, puts you in consideration for an MVP and or a Cy Young Award. And that's the sort of thing that gets you paid next year. So – yeah, I think it continues to make that. I will tell you this, talking to the players yesterday in the locker room, they're psyched. They're real excited to be adding, pieces like this late in the spring training. We've never seen free agents still at this level, still available this late into spring training. For all the times that the Twins have said, hey, if we just go and ask for more money, we can get it. Like, if there's a really good opportunity, we can ask for more money and get it. This is a really good opportunity. It might be a historic opportunity. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if the prices on Cobb and Lynn, you know, come down to a level where they're signing one of them for where they're available for, say, 3 years and $36 million. I wouldn't be shocked if the Twins grabbed them.
Hey, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you get along with Lavelli Neal III?
Did I get along with Lavelli Neal III? I was drinking with Lavelli Neal III last night.
So that doesn't necessarily mean you get along with him, but you do drink with him. You do like him.
Sure, yeah.
Because I was thinking, I don't think I've ever seen you two in the same room at the same time. I thought maybe we had like a Clark Kent Superman thing going on with you two.
Maybe. Yeah, we have a lot. We're very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys like each other.
Yes, we get along very well.
Just checking. I'll jot it down. Thanks, man.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I'll see you later, buddy.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Yes, Chris Hockey.
It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you, too.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
I think when you get back, we ought to get an apartment.
I think you might want to sit the next couple out, Hawk.
Bye, John.
Bye, Johnny.
John? To validate you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
See you later.
Be careful. Don't get too hot.
Don't validate us. We don't need validation.
Sometimes John? I do if I'm parking.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, John.
Oh, no.
Hey, John.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. He's